These are examples of lacuna in the eyes. They are seen as rounded openings. They vary in size and shape and are radically affected by pupil dilation from the flash when we shoot a picture of the eye. Pupil dilation changes throughout the day and through different phases of our lives. As the pupil becomes more dilated, the lacuna become more squashed, if you will. As the pupil becomes constricted or smaller, then they tend to get more elongated. So I don't use a lot of the size and the shape. We primarily want to look at the numbers of them, just like we were counting the dots as sora. Now, many times you will find a excessive amount of lacuna inside or next to the pupil around the ring that goes in the eyes that we'll discuss later. We don't want to count all those or use all those. I start at about a third of the way out in the iris, and you look at the rounded openings. And particularly on the single iris on the right-hand side of your screen, you'll see at about the 2:30 position and the 4 o'clock position, some rather large lacuna that protrude out. These are the ones that are important. We also want to look for the small contained types, and the arrows on the left will give you examples of those. So once again, you can kind of go nuts counting all the little tiny ones. We really want to look at the ones that are further away from the pupil and in the outer two-thirds of the eye. These are the lacuna that are going to have the greatest impact in the personality and take your personality type and push it into the more emotion-filled type person.